Hi. It's me, my eyes only. I'm doing my GWA backstage AMA. Know how I'm supposed to introduce this. It's raining, and the gutter is right above this room, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get rid of the drip 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 noises in Audacity, but if I do, ignore this. If not, that's what's happening. My puppy is in my lap. I wanted to answer these questions without previously seeing anything. So I tried not to look at any questions posted. Of course I looked at some, but I try not to look at all of them. So I guess let's start. Pull it up. Okay. The first set of questions are from Oral Ham. No. Aural Ham. Aural Ham. I think that's how you say it. What do you feel is Jean-Claude Van Damme's finest cinematic masterpiece? First, Jean-Claude Van Damme and I share the same birthday, so I really, really love that you asked about him. Second, it's obviously Double Team with Dennis Rodman. I love that movie. It's so bad, but it's so good. If you owned a cat, what would you name it? Kyle. I just feel like that would be a really good cat name. I don't know why. Just Kyle. I don't already own a cat. No. Shh. Shh. No. Nope. As you can hear, I own a dog though. And he doesn't purr or crap in a box, but oh Jesus. Come on, dog. Just fucking everything up. But he isn't much more useful anyways. And I named him Charlie, but I call him many other things. Hi, bud. I call him things like Chuck, Chuckers, Chuckleberry Finn, Charlie, Char Char, Char Char Binks, Chi Chi, Chi Chen Chong, Toe Beans, Turd, Asshole, all those good stuff. Are you done barking? Are you done barking? Good boy. Why are my littlest toenails always so grody looking? Stop crying. I don't know why they are always so grody looking, but they are usually pretty gross, and tiny. Fun fact, my left pinky toenail fell off years ago and it's never grown back, so I don't have one. That's pretty gross, but that's what happens when you're a gymnast. Your toenails come off sometimes. I might edit that part out. Is potassium sorbate your favorite preservative? Sure, I'm gonna go with the yes. Yeah, that's my answer. Do you feel that the season two highlight on Mysteries of Oak Island, where they find a spoon, is as game changing as they do? Okay, I have to look this up. What the fuck? Mysteries of Oak Island. I don't even know what this is. Oh, is it like one of those shows where they're trying to find. Yeah, okay. So it's one of those like. Okay. I'm gonna go with yes, but I'm not quite sure what I'm saying yes to. So, yeah. Do you think those guys are ever going to regret pouring their winery business down a hole to find a spoon? I mean, I would. A winery business sounds a lot more fun than, searching for spoons on Oak Island. But I'm gonna go for no, since they seem like the kind of people who would not regret it if they would do it in the first place. So, yeah, but I also don't know at all what I'm talking about. So you can also just ignore me. teaspoons versus tablespoons. Your preferred spoon size. Tablespoon. Easy. Ever use one of those teaspoons with a super long handle? Pretty gnarly, eh? I have used one of them. In those, like, old-fashioned milkshakes you get. I don't know about gnarly. But sure. Yeah. Does eating off paper plates make you angry? Yes. Yes, it does. Use a plate that you can wash and reuse instead of making more garbage on this planet that is already trying to kill off our species. Did you know it makes me angry? I didn't. But I'm glad to hear we're on the same side of this really heated and polarizing debate. Do you know what else makes me angry? Go ahead, take a moment. Ruminate on your possible options. Apropos to this question, but it tried to spell check me to ruminant. I mean, as a natural segue, what's your favorite ruminant? Okay, so first, other things that make you angry. Maybe people not knowing about the mysteries of Oak Island? Spoons? No, I feel like you're talking a lot about spoons. Maybe you really like spoons. What else makes you angry? Incorrect spell check. DVDs that skip, traffic, when you have an itch on that, like, part of your back that you can't reach and you have to use a door jamb to scratch it. Is that just me? Crooked picture frames, maybe? I should probably speed up. okay, my favorite... I'm really sad to admit that I don't know what a ruminant is, so I'm gonna Google it. An even-toed, ungulated mammal that chews the cud regurgitated from its rumen. The ruminants comprise the cattle, sheep, antelope, deer, giraffes, and their relatives. What the fuck? Okay, but cows. I really love cows. I worked on a dairy farm in Ireland for a summer. And I love cows. Cows are adorable. And they're cute. Okay. Moving on. Anyways, I don't like when people use steak knives to spread butter. Oh! Yes, that's horseshit. No. Butter knives for butter. Steak knives for steak and other hard to cut products. Moving on. Have you ever used a spoon to spread butter? No. I'm not a heathen. I used a spork. I'm kidding. Was it a teaspoon or a tablespoon? Neither. It was a spork. Did you ever think you'd think this hard about spoons today? No, but, you know, I'm not disappointed. So, okay. I'm hungry. Should I have lunch? You should. What did I have for lunch? I heated up some leftovers, which was pan-roasted salmon with garlic mashed potatoes and broccoli. It was delicious. And then I had 2 pieces of dark chocolate afterwards. So I'm really living it up today. Do you know what comes you know what comes next, right? Did you use a spoon? No, I didn't use a spoon. You know, now looking back on it, it makes me feel sad that I didn't use a spoon. Yeah. Thank you for your time. You have a lovely interval of time. Okay, next questions are from Mr. Licorice Returns. Coffee or tea, or are you one of those weirdos that do neither? I am not one of those weirdos. I do both, but I usually start with coffee. And then in the afternoon, I'll do tea because it seems to keep me up less, like, later in the night than if I have a second cup of coffee. So, if you drink at all, what is your preferred poison? Oof. This is tough because it really depends on my mood. But if we're going for, like, just, you know, any evening, I'd probably go for a really nice red wine, like a Chianti. Like Italian reds, Tuscany, that kind of stuff. But I also really like whiskey. Like, I love whiskey. I just got a really nice whiskey from this store the other day. It's like this smooth honey finish. And I had it with some ginger ale and some ginger bitters and a lime. Ugh, it was so good. So good. I might have another one of those tonight. With what small animals will you conquer the world? Chipmunks. I don't trust squirrels. They seem squirrely. They seem, I don't know, I just don't trust them. Growing up, my brothers told me that all squirrels have rabies, and I was scared of squirrels for a very long time because of them. And yeah, so I don't trust squirrels, but chipmunks. Chipmunks, I do trust, and they're cute, and so I don't think anybody would, like, expect it. And the element of surprise would be helpful to our conquest. Next questions are from Miss Melanoni. if you had your own talk show, who would your first 3 guests be? Okay, I think first would be Michelle Obama. I am reading her book right now, Becoming. I got it for Christmas. And I just think she's a fascinating woman. Was an excellent first lady and is just an impressive person all over. And I would love to have her on my talk show. Who would be my next guest? I'm going to go with that this question does not require the person to be alive, because this is more fun that way. And I would have Albert Einstein. I just find him also fascinating. His history, kind of his stances on things in the world. And so I would love to talk to him and get to know him. And my third and final guest would be my dog. No, would be Martin Luther King Jr. He is, someone I look up to, and I think it's interesting, the more I've learned about him, his life, and I would just like to kind of, you know more about it. And know more about what he has to say in the atmosphere of our country today. So, okay, I'll leave it at that. I won't get more political. What is in the trunk of your car right now? I don't have a car. I live in a city that has really good public transportation, so I don't have a car. But actually, one of my brother's cars is parked outside of my condo right now because he is on a trip, and the trunk of his car is a goddamn mess. It has Fango mints in it, and it has clothes, and a collapsible ladder, and some cleats, I believe. A bunch of things. So that's what's in my brother, the trunk of my brother's car right now. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life? Rewind. I have made a lot of choices in certain times of my life that I wish I could go back and change. I think everybody has those. So I would love a rewind button. In your dream house, what is one weird room or feature you would include? Oh, hi, BB. I'm one of those people who, like, when they're bored, goes on Zillow and looks at houses. So I feel like I have a really, really, I have a really realistic idea of my dream house, but I want, I guess, I don't know. This is a tough one because I feel like it's not really that weird. Like the thing I really want, which is I really want a big ass porcelain farm style kitchen sink so that I can pile up days and days of dishes in there and still be able to use the sink. If you could be immortal, which age would you like to stay forever? I don't know that I would want to be immortal, but if I had to pick, I don't know if I've reached the age that I want to stay forever. I think most of the good things to come are ahead of me right now. So I'm gonna wait until I hit that age, and then that's where I'll stay forever. Next questions are from Hopeful Harpy. What is your favorite type of sandwich? BLT. I love BLTs. I love bacon. Lettuce and tomato are okay on their own, but with bacon, they're really good. Okay. Who is your favorite female GWA or named after a Greek monster? This is really tough, but probably Harpy. Okay, next questions are from You Belong to Me. Do you believe in life after death? I don't know. Probably leaning towards no, but I'm very much in the firm stance that I do not know, what's after death or about God or anything like that, God or gods. And I don't need to know. I'm gonna live a good life because that's what you should do, not because I need to get into heaven or something like that. So I don't know, and I'm okay not knowing. Do you believe in life after love? I'm not gonna sing it. I do. Have you ever fucked someone else's boyfriend? Someone else's husband? Yes. And yes. I'm gonna move on. Two-part question. How do you feel about possession A, by ghosts, terrified, and B, in a sexual relationship? Love it. I love possessiveness in like a, not in like an unhealthy way, whereas in I can't even, you know, go out or something like that, but in a, you're mine, all of you's mine kind of hot and sexy way. What's the hardest thing about posting on here other than my dick? I would say the hardest thing about posting on here is not being too hard on yourself. Yeah, not being too hard on yourself. Either in how you feel you sound or, you know, not being too hard on yourself if it's not getting the amount of attention you were hoping for. That's why I try to do audios that I like and are attractive to me, so that I'm doing it and posting it because I enjoyed it and it's just an added benefit if other people like it. What are you most proud of? If it's answerable without being too personal or identifying. I would say probably things in my career are things I'm most proud of. I worked for a very long time in immigrant rights nonprofit. And I helped a lot of children establish asylum and not be shipped back to a country where they would end up murdered. And so I'm most proud of that. How many languages can you speak? I can speak, English, Spanish, a little bit of Japanese, Italian and French, a little bit of Portuguese, and I am trying to learn Arabic. So, a lot. What is your dream job? I don't have a specific job that is my dream job. I think my dream job is just a job where I am making a difference in the world and feeling fulfilled in that way. Will you have sex with me? Probably. Well, I'll be honest. I'm kidding. I don't know. I guess you'd have to find out. What keeps you from chasing that dream job? Unless you said it's your current job, in which case, congratulations and never mind. I don't think I'm not chasing it. I think every job I take is another step towards feeling more and more fulfilled in making the world a better place. Where would you most like to visit? I really want to go to an elephant sanctuary in Tanzania. I love elephants. Where would you most like to live? Galway, Ireland. It's my favorite place in the whole world. Do you have regrets about fucking anyone? Yes. Yes. Do you have regrets about not fucking anyone? Yes. Would you consider yourself a good girl or more bratty in bed? Bratty. I'm a brat. Have you had experiences with other women? Please elaborate in great detail. I have, but I am not going to elaborate in great detail because this is already at 20 plus minutes, and so no time. Why are you such an adamant Trump supporter? Are political questions out of bounds? I'm not going to get too much into it, but I am not a Trump supporter. I'm the farthest thing from it. I'm going to try not to get too fired up. So we're just going to move on because I don't want to isolate anyone. Have I asked too many questions? No. Okay. The next one is FLBBC throw. Last thing you came to. An audio. I guess I'll be a little more specific. It is an audio, where I am being instructed, as punishment, I guess, is like the premise of the audio. And I can't make it through without not coming before they say I can. I keep failing, so I keep trying to listen to it, and I still haven't made it through. So I have disobeyed this audio many, many times, and I seem to be getting away with it. No punishment. could you please... Oh, the next question is from Perunef. Could you please tell me what type of butt plug do you use? Maybe link to the article in webshop or picture here. I just use, I don't even remember what it's called. I just use a really nice silicone one with, like a gem end, but it's not the ones where the gem is really small at the end because those can disappear fully up your butt and that's scary. I have one that has a much bigger base, so my butt doesn't swallow it. but silicone is what I like. I'm gonna move on because I don't remember what it's called. Next questions are from a dangerous stranger. Name one of the top three things currently on your bucket list. I already discussed it, but it is going on, going to an elephant sanctuary in Tanzania. People, I love elephants. Did you make any New Year's resolutions at the beginning of 2018? Yes, I did. I made a resolution to, it was a big one. I made a resolution to stop keeping people in my life, that are bad for me. I think a lot of people do that. It's a lot easier to just pretend. But I made a resolution to only allow people to stay in my life if they are good for me. And I think I did pretty good. I'm maintaining that resolution through 2019. It's still a work in progress, but I took good steps. How do you feel about pineapple on pizza? It's okay to be honest. This is a safe space. I hate it. I think it's horrible. It's foul and gross and it's heresy. And it should be outlawed. Okay, moving on. next questions are from That's My Maple Candy. Lifestyle questions. When you brush your teeth, do you put water on the toothbrush before or after you put on toothpaste? I'm a weirdo and I do both. I wet the toothbrush, put toothpaste on, and then wet the toothpaste. I know. People make fun of me for it. When you park your car, do you parallel head in or tail in park? I don't have a car. But where I live, the place I live, when I am driving a car, whether I've borrowed it or rented it, it's mostly parallel parking. What is your preferred color ink when writing? Blue. What's in your pockets right now? If you're not wearing anything that has pockets or they are empty, what items are within your reach without getting up? Okay, well, I'm in a robe, so I don't have any pockets. I have my phone. I have a chocolate wrapper. I have a TV remote. I have a jar of Vaseline. I have glasses cleaner. And I have my very handy, the Blue Book, a uniform system of citations. And it is a legal citations book. Also, I have a cup of water and some random bits and bops for like plugging shit into my computer. preferred thermostat temperature, 68. A decree is passed where all glitter must be destroyed. Do you follow the law or do you join the glitter rebels and try to bring glitter back into society? Why? I join the rebels because glitter is fun. I love glitter. It does get everywhere and you'll never get rid of it, but I like it. It's fun. So, yeah. Okay, sexy questions. Which do you prefer, clitoris, vaginal, or anal orgasms, and why? If I can't have multiple of those at the same time, I mean, let's be honest, all three at once is the best. I think I'd have to pick clitoris. On its own, that's the easiest for me to achieve and most, like, body shaking, you know, kind of one. So, but really, I like all three at once. What sexual act is something you've wanted to try but haven't had the opportunity? You know, I've tried pretty much everything I wanted to. Something I've wanted to try but haven't had the opportunity. I guess, like, bondage, like suspended bondage, where I'm hanging, by my bondage. I think that would be kind of cool. It would make me feel like really, you know, even more like that helpless, vulnerable kind of state, for a subspace. But I haven't had the opportunity. I feel like you need a really enforced ceiling and environment to do that. What time of day are you most horny? Probably the morning. I wake up pretty horny. Or what often makes you horny? Ugh, man, what doesn't make me horny? The other day I was at a grocery store and I bumped into someone, some guy, and I was like, oh, sorry. And in response to saying, to me saying sorry, he said, it's okay, baby girl. Baby girl. And I was like, whew, oof. I had to remind myself he was just being polite. Let's see, things that make me horny. Clearly someone calling me baby girl. Or all those other DDLG kind of terms. Good forearms and hands. Strong jaw. kisses on your neck, you know that spot? Ugh, lots of things. Things always make me horny. How many orgasms have you had in one session? I believe in one session it was 10, maybe? 10? Yeah. Something around there. In one 24-hour period. I had in one 24-hour period. It was for a previous daddy's birthday. I gave him a free use day, like completely free use. And I had 36 orgasms. I had to take like a day off of work. I was so tired. Okay. Next question is from Kisses for Friends. Oh my god, this is so long. I need to hurry up. I'm gonna have to edit this. What job, profession, occupation is your dream job? What is your actual full or part-time job now? I kind of already answered those. So I'm gonna skip this. Sorry, Kisses for Friends. I've already answered it. Okay. And finally, the last chunk of questions is from Captain Jericho. 1. Is there a secret inner club available for verified GWA people where they all meet up and dance the night away wearing photocopies of other members' nipples over their own? Be honest. How the fuck did you know? How? Who told you? Because it's true. We're going to have to talk about this. We need to know who the leak is. So, you'll be hearing from me. 2. The innumerable references in your audios to physicist Arthur Ashkin are clear to anyone ready to read between the lines. But what is it about his work that inspired you so much? Okay, I don't know who Arthur Ashkin is, and I feel ashamed, so I'm going to Google it. Arthur Ashkin is an American scientist and Nobel laureate who worked at Bell Laboratories and Lucent Technologies. Ashkin has been considered by many as the father of optical tweezers. What are optical tweezers? Optical tweezers are scientific instruments that use a highly his work. Yeah, we're just gonna move on. What's the wildest chimney brush that you've had sex in? You did say anything goes. I'm really regretting my decision to do this goddamn AMA. the wildest chimney brush that I've ever had sex in is yours. Okay. 4. This is a statement, not a question. Sorry. Okay. 5. Will you buy me a pogo stick off of eBay? You know what? Yes. If you find a pogo stick on eBay that's under $10, I will fucking buy it for you. Because that made me laugh. Okay. That's all my questions. This is so long. I'm going to try and edit it so it's not so bad. But I'm really sorry. this probably was not even that interesting. Charlie, say bye. Say bye, Charlie. Oh, good boy.